אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. The IDF launched airstrikes against Hamas in Gaza in the pre-dawn hours of yesterday morning after weapons were fired at Israel from the strip on Friday, setting off sirens. On Tuesday, two rockets were fired at southern Israel as Palestinians marked a day of rage in response to a recent decision by the United States supporting Israeli settlements. One of the projectiles was shot down by the Iron Dome. The second appeared to strike an open field in the Shar HaNegev region of southern Israel. The IDF launched airstrikes on Hamas targets in Gaza as a response. A day earlier, a mortar shell from Gaza landed in southern Israel. For the third straight week, the regular Friday March of Return protests organized by Hamas along the border were cancelled for fear of instability. There is still no government in Israel, and only days remain to prevent a third round of elections. Several attempts are being made by Knesset Speaker Yuli Edelstein, among others, to find a way to break the deadlock. For now, the chances of a unity government based on Likud and Kahol Levan are slim, since Benny Gantz and the other heads of parties from the centre-left refuse to sit with Prime Minister Netanyahu while he is under indictment. Gideon Saar, former Minister of Education, is considered one of the leading contenders for Prime Minister Netanyahu's position as chair of the Likud party, should the party decide to hold primaries for the leadership. Saar has called for open primaries and garnered the endorsement of several key figures in the party, including the sitting mayors of several cities, who say that their jobs are seriously hampered by the lack of a functioning Knesset. A disputed number of people, between 5,000 and 15,000, participated in a rally in support of Prime Minister Netanyahu on Tuesday night, with calls to stop the coup and investigate the investigators. Protest organisers were criticised for their attacks on the judiciary and journalists. Sports and Culture Minister Mary Regev called for the incendiary signs to be removed. The Prime Minister, who was rumoured to be deliberating whether to address the rally, did not appear. Also noticeably absent were Likud lawmakers and cabinet ministers, many of whom have remained pointedly silent since the announcement of the indictment, refusing to support the Prime Minister or to criticise him. Small groups of protesters, both in support of and against the Prime Minister, have gathered outside his home every night since the indictments were announced. Last night, there were a few hundred people supporting the Prime Minister and 5,000 demanding his resignation at Habima Square in Tel Aviv. Supreme Court Justice Neil Hendel sparked widespread outrage in Israel on Wednesday when he told the family of a convicted terrorist who recently died in jail that he shared in their sorrow. The judge's comments were included in a ruling he issued voiding an early release petition by the family of Sami Abu Diak, who died Tuesday in Israeli custody after battling cancer. He died before the court was able to hear his case. Abu Diak was serving three life sentences for voluntary manslaughter and kidnapping, among other charges, and was suspected to be involved in many other planned attacks. Hendel later apologized to victims of terror, saying that he had not intended to hurt them by his comments. Nir Hefetz, a former aide and confidant to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who turned state witness, has filed a civil lawsuit against Justice Minister Amir Ohana for defying a gag order to publicly detail alleged misconduct by police during his interrogation. Earlier this month at the Knesset, Ohana railed against what he said was police misconduct in leaning on Hefetz to testify against Netanyahu in three corruption cases, revealing details of alleged illegitimate pressure tactics used by the investigators that had been sealed by the court, supposedly to protect Hefetz's privacy. On Thursday, his attorneys accused Ohana of making wrongful, contemptible and malicious use of the Knesset platform to hurt Nir Hefetz and his family and to attempt to dissuade him from sticking to the true testimony he had provided. On Thursday, Bolivia's foreign minister in the transitional government of Karen Longaric announced in a briefing with reporters that the country is renewing diplomatic ties with Israel. Longaric took office on November 14th after the ousting of President Evo Morales, who was a bitter critic of Israeli policies. Bolivia had cut diplomatic ties with Israel in January 2009. Thousands of people, mainly women, took to the streets on Monday in rallies and marches organized by rape crisis centers and feminist and social justice groups to mark the International Day to Eliminate Violence Against Women. Feminist organizers and activists are calling on the government to implement the National Plan for the Prevention of Violence Against Women and allocate the funds already approved to improve services for women victims of gender-based violence. Hundreds of Israelis flocked to the Palestinian Authority presidential headquarters in Ramallah on Thursday to participate in an event marking the International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. The Israelis, many of whom are veteran activists and left-wing groups and organizations, arrived at the PA presidential headquarters in large buses from Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and other parts of Israel. They were joined by several Palestinian officials, activists, and religious leaders. A number of the Palestinian officials told their Israeli guests that they appreciated their participation in the event, with Fatah Central Committee Secretary General Jibril Rajoub stating that it indicated there was an Israeli partner for peace. Rajoub said, "I say to the Israelis, understand us well, many Palestinians only see Baruch Mazel, Smotrich, and those faces who do not represent you," alluding to right-wing Israeli politicians. He added, "I hope that my family, people, and leadership in Palestine, which I am part of, realize that the presence of hundreds of Israelis here on the anniversary of November 29th means." Israel celebrated November 29th as the anniversary of the date that the United Nations in 1947 voted to accept a resolution that partitioned British rule Palestine into independent Arab and Jewish states. The day was celebrated in Israel as the first step towards the creation, a year later, of the State of Israel. In 1977, the UN declared it as the International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. Some 1,000 environmental protesters took part in a demonstration in Tel Aviv on Friday as part of global protests which began in Australia, calling for government action against climate change. Rallygoers marched along Rothschild Boulevard in the city centre, demanding that the Israeli leaders call a state of emergency to deal with the issue. They urged the government to take steps to combat global warming, including transitioning to renewable energy, curbing greenhouse gases, and halting investment in oil and gas industries. Gali Simon, 14, who travelled to the demonstration from her home close to the Dead Sea, said, "If the adults don't grow up and take responsibility for our lives and theirs, we will grow up. We will take on that role and take to the streets." Many teachers accompanied their classes to the protests. Anna and Elsa have returned to Israel. Frozen 2 is now playing in movie theatres around the country with Hebrew subtitles and dubbing. Frozen 1, an all-time Hollywood blockbuster, was a huge hit in Israel, and every Purim since the film was released in 2013, tens of thousands of girls wear Elsa and Anna costumes and celebrate the Hollywood version of girl power on Purim. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להזין לפודקאסטים.